Good morning, everyone. I'd like to go through sukkah a bit in Shabbos, the kashas that arise in that sukkah from other Gemaras, and the way the Rishonim answered the kashas. We'll see from the way the Rishonim answered the kashas, basically two different Mahalchim in the Rishonim, the nafkaminas that arise from that, and how it can have many, many applications in practical halacha. So we'll start from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Dalet discusses a shay like this. As a means of introduction, in the olden days when you wanted to bake bread, instead of going to bakery to buy bread, or to Kolboy, wherever it was, they had a brick oven, and they used to make the doughs, the loaves of bread, and they used to stick them on the wall of the oven. To detach the bread from the wall of the oven was quite an art. It's Rediyah Sapas. Chazal said you cannot do it on Shabbos, even though it's not a melacha, it's a chochma, it's an art. It's not a melacha, it's not a work. It's not a melacha, melacha Shabbos. But nevertheless, Chazal said it's also. So the question arises, if someone sticks in bread on Shabbos into an oven, so the bread has not yet baked, he's not yet been over the Issa of Afi on Shabbos, melacha melacha deraisa, can he now go and remove that bread? Even though he's going to be over the Issa de Rabbanon by doing Rediyah Sapas, by removing the bread from the oven, detaching it from the wall of the oven, he's going to save himself from a deraisa. So Boi Rabbeivai Barabai Rabbeivai Abai asked the Kasha, Hidbik Pas Batan, if you stuck bread into an oven, Hitiru Loi Lirdoisa, Koitim Shiava Ledechim Chatos, where Chazal Matir, the person, did they allow the person to remove the bread before he arrives at a Chiyuv Chatos? Or did they not let him do that? Did they not let him remove the bread first? The Gemara goes through, discusses what are we talking about, whether we're talking about whether the Shregeg, whether we're talking about Mesit. So the suggestion of the Gemara is that we're talking about where he stuck it in for Shregeg, not unwittingly, but he was unaware that either that it was Shabbos or that it was forbidden to bake on Shabbos. And Uleman Hitiru, who did they allow to detach the bread? They obviously didn't allow the fellow who put it in, because the fellow who put it in thought he was doing Hetagom. He stuck in the bread on Shabbos, not knowing it was Shabbos, and then he went off. I saw him doing that. The shayla is, can I go and detach the bread and save him? I'll be matzil him from a nisa chiyuv chatos. If we leave the bread in there to bake, he's going to be over melechas Shabbos official of Afia. If I detach it, I'll be over nisa the rabbonon of Rediyah Sapas. But I'll save him at least, that he won't have to bring a korban chatos. He won't be over nisa Shabbos. So Matki Flor Rav Sheshes asked, I don't understand the shayla. You're asking if I can go to an nisa the rabbonon to save Yenem from a chiyuv chatos? Do we say to a person, do an aveir in order that your friend should be marviach? He should be zeich, they shouldn't be over nisachatos. So the Gemara goes away from that and it offers a just a different suggestion that we're talking about the person himself, and the shayla is where the person himself, after he becomes aware of, after if he didn't bemaze it, can he go and detach the bread in order to save him from being killed, himself from being killed? The Rishonim come and ask a question on this Gemara, or rather, from this Gemara, they ask of five other Gemaras. Over here we see a clear Yesod. Rav Sheshes said it's poshut. We do not say that you have to do an Aveir to save someone else from an Issa. You're not obligated to do an Aveir that Yenim should be Marviach. So the Gemara asks from a Gemara in Erevin. The Tosfos asks from a Gemara in Erevin. There was a fellow who had a field. And he got to hire the worker in Amoret. So he was a chavet, Tamil Chacham, and he hired the worker in Amoret to reap his field. Or rather, no, he told him to fill up a basket of figs from my field, go and eat it. And then suddenly the chavet chapped. Wait a second, I haven't been mice to the ta'inim. And I told Amoret, you can go and eat it. Now if he eats the figs, he's going to be over, he's going to eat tevel. Tevel's mice to be the shemayim. So I have to save him. So what does that? What does the Tamil Chacham do, the chavet? He has more figs which he hasn't yet taken maaser from in his house. And he takes figs, he takes maaser from trumas and maaser from the figs in his house. And he's metaken both the figs that he has in his house and the figs that he has by Yana Amoret. Ask the Gemara, do you take trumas and maaser shalom in Amukov? You usually want to take trumas and maaser from within what you have in front of you. You don't want to take trumas and maaser from elsewhere. It's an issa to take trumas and maaser on something here, to be mistaken something elsewhere. Says the Gemara, Nichele lechover, the li'avet chover isura klilo. The chover prefers to do a light issa of taking trumas and maestras, shalom and amukah, from not around, from not when everything is in place, when it's all here, in order to matzel the amoret from isura rabba. of eating tamal bidish.
Is it only
about
Jewish Yitzhak?
That's a very good point. Excellent point. Okay, let's put it on Dogon Jewish Yitzhak. Let's make this talking about grapes or wine, whatever. Yeah, let's talk about the rice. Or even if it's the Rabbanon, it's less of an issa to do mitrim shalom in Amukov than to eat tevel. Even if it's tevel the Rabbanon. Tevel the Rabbanon is much more common. Now, in our case, what are we saying? We're saying that the Chava can do a light Avera of shalom in Amukov in order to matzal the Amoret from a more severe Avera. V'chi'erim lo'il adam chateik deshiz kechavercha. You're going to let the Talmud Chacham do a light Issa in order to be matzal the Amoret from a severe Issa? We saw in the Gemara in Shabbos, you don't. That's the first kasha. Second kasha. A Kohen who has a wart, or Yabeles, Baruka, on his hand, is called a Mum. Or anyway, really, it's called a Mum. You can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Mum over. When it goes away, you can go back to the Beis HaMikdash. So a Kohen comes on Shabbos, he wants to work in the Beis HaMikdash. But we see that he has a wart on his hand, whatever the case may be. So you want to get rid of the wart, or the growth, or the boil, whatever it is, and in order that he shouldn't be a Baal Mum, in order that he can work in the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, if you go and take a knife and cut off the wart, it's going to be a Chiyuv Chatos, of Goizes. You're shearing, like when cutting nails can be a Chiyuv Chatos, or cutting off a wart can be a Chiyuv Chatos. So we don't want to do an Issa Deraisa of Chiyuv Chatos and Shabbos in order that the Kohen can do work in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a gate mission. So what are you meant to do? So the Chover, his Chover Kohen, his friend of his Kohen, who comes, and he bites off the growth, the wart. Now, to bite off a wart is an Isidra Abomon. So you're telling the Kohen, one of the Kohanim, you should bite off your friend's wart in order that your friend can work in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, we have the same case. We have Kohen Aleph doing a small Aveira, which is an Isidra Abomon, a Shvus, of biting off a wart in the Beis HaMikdash, in order to mizak his friend to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a gate dish. It doesn't work. That's the second kasha. The third kasha is like this. There's a mission gittin. An Evet Kanani is like a table, or a chair. It's full property of someone. Right? Now, what happens if you have two owners of an Evet Kanani? You've got Shutim, owner of an Evet Kanani. And one decides to free his part. I free 50% of my Evet Kanani. So now we've got this gentleman. Half of him, 50% of him, each cell of his is divided into two. 50% is free, is a yid, and 50% is an Evet Kanani. So he's a bit stuck, because he doesn't have what to do. On the one hand, he's mechuyev to his master that he has to work. He's an Evet Kanani. So the one who owns 50% of him, he has to work. He has to do avoid of him. He has to do a malach of him. For his own 50%, he's a free man. What's going to happen? Is he allowed to marry a shivcha? So let's read the Mishnah in Gittin. Mi shechetzio Evet vechetzio ben chayim. If you have someone who's half an Evet and half a free person, so this is a very, very simple solution for him to have to work. He serves his master one day, he does malach of him, and the second day he polishes diamonds by himself, for his own pocket. That's what Rabbi Yisrael said. Beis Shammai came along and said, fine, very nice, you sorted out his Rebbe, his master shouldn't lose, that he should get his money's worth from his slave. Oh, but what's the Eved, the poor Eved, he's stuck. He can't marry a Shivcha. He can't marry a Shivcha Kananis because he's half a Ben Chayri. And he can't Yevshar Shekvar Chetzi Ben Chayri. Bas Chayri, and he can't marry Yidna. Why? Yevshar Shekvar Chetzi Eved. He's half an Eved. He bottles, so he shouldn't get married to anyone. The world was created to have children.
He's
not
to have a Kanani problem in the first place.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. That's an important point. We're going to get to that. So what are you meant to do? So they said, you kofin the shrapoy, he has to fall free. So you just mentioned that to free an Evet Kanani is an issa. The Pasuk says, lo mem davayu, you have to work with them forever. Pardon?
It's a mitzvah, you don't
know. What do you mean? What do you mean a dvar mitzvah? For instance,
for Yenim's
Bru Ravu, I should free my Evet? Was bin ich schuldig?
No, it's half a Ben Chayim is a chayim.
Half of Ben Chayim is a what?
I'm not Ben Chayim, I've got a Chayim for a rule.
So he has a Chayim for me. I don't have a Chayim for his Puru rule. I have to free my heaven. I have to be over the Isil Oilam Mem Tavoidu for him to be Mekai Pera Vidiribya. V'chi Oimrim Loil Adam Chatek Kadesh Yizke Chavercha. I should do an Aver for him. Ben Shem Yizke Zaycha.
Of course not. Chesed. Yenit becomes a mitzvah. It's a chesed.
It's all fine and good to do chassodim, but I'm doing an avera.
It's part of kali. It's part of the mitzvah to do a chesed.
Go, go, what? What? What?
Yeah, we got mitzvah. You got a minion.
Zog best, zog best. No, you got a good point.
I'll let you do human part.
No, I wasn't going to come with this, but what is this? What do you mean you got to do chesed?
A reading was always there.
Oh, very good. That means Arvus, within Arvus, perhaps I'm a chuv to his mitzvah.
That's right.
Okay, so now let's
not
talk about.
Avera, but it's
what's not
like some Avera or something?
What's not like this? It's like three, it's an Avera. Maybe I'm not looking for an Arbus.
Arbus is. Well, of course.
This is a discussion among the Achorim. You're saying the Chasam Sofer, you're saying Achorim Bu. But yeah, it's a discussion in the Achorim. Okay. Let's talk about freeing the Eved. There was another Maisel, yeah? This was the Maisel the in Yeshiva they used to use this to prove that you have to double with a minion. Reb Elezer came into shul and he saw there was only 9 people, including himself. Reb Elezer had an Eved. He had an Eved and he needed a minion. So what did Reb Elezer do? Meshachar Eved, to double with a minion. So over here, the Maisel not being Mezaka, who am I being Mezaka? When Reb Elezer was Meshachar Eved, who was he being Mezaka? He was being himself, and he was being Zaka, the other 8 people in the minion as well. On the other hand, he was being over Nisr of Leilim Mevet Avoidu. So the Gemara asks, on Reb Elezer, are you over being over Mitzvah of Leilim Mevet Avoidu? Mitzvah. Okay, we're going to get there. Mitzvah Shari. The Gemara says Mitzvah Shari. A Mitzvah is different. We have to see what that Mitzvah is exactly. Okay. That's the third Kasha. What's the fourth Kasha? There was a Maisa with an Isha Achas, Shechetzer Shifcha Vechetzer Baschir. She was half a Shifcha and half a Baschir. Half, right? The kof was rabbi, and they forced her master, Vasob ben Chayyim, to free him. I was an issue to free him, Shivcho. Now, Shivcho. Sorry?
She's got no mitzvah
for Ravu. So I'm not being mezakeh with any mitzvah. So why did they force me to be over the issue of Lilim and David? Why the first, sir? She was being hefka, she was being machshel, everyone with Averis Chamuris. So they let her free in order that she could marry someone and she'd be contained. That's the fourth kasha, because over here I'm doing an avera by freeing my shivcha in order to be matzal other people from the worse avera. Same thing. It's not my avera. I'm doing a little avera in order to be matzal yet I'm from a big avera. Now we come to the fifth and final kasha. A person who is a zav or mentor or whatever the case may be, he's mechusa kippur. He's finished off his whole procedure in order to become toher, and he has one thing left to do. He has to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. Erev Pesach, he still has to bring his korban to the Beis HaMikdash. There's a halacha that you cannot bring any korbanos after the korban tomid, yeah? If you say korbanos every morning, you say, you have to complete all the korbanos before the tomid. All the korbanos are done before the tomid of the morning, in between the tomid of the morning and the tomid of the afternoon. There's a few korbanos which are brought after the korban tomid. One of them is korban Pesach. Now, this gentleman showed up in the Beis HaMikdash at the 3:30 in the afternoon, Erev Pesach. Yeah. The Kohen were busy in the Beis HaMikdash, but he's being Makriv Korban Pesach. And he comes along and he says, listen, I'm a Metzora, I'm a Chusik Kippurim, I only have to bring my Korban and then I'm fine. I'm a Zol, whatever the case may be. Once I brought my Korban, I will be able to eat Korban Pesach tonight. So bring my Korban Zol, my Korban Metzora, whatever the case may be, in order that I should be able to eat Korban Pesach. Zok the Gemara, yeah, there he's right. Now, if he had to say, there's an Eser Aseh that the Koyanim cannot bring Korbanis after the Korban Tom in the afternoon. An Eser Aseh. So you go, the Koyan is going to be over the Eser Aseh of Leho Hashleim Kola Korbanis Kulam in order that Yenim can eat Korban Pesach.
I can Pesach Sheni.
Pesach Sheni. Good question, I don't know. I have to check about the Pesach Sheni. But Al Kopan, the Gemara says you do, and it's why do you do it?
It's Mochshivas. I would say it's Mochshivas to bring the Yidala than the
Pesach. The Gemara says actually that the reason why it works is because of the Asay of Pesach, which is a Chomadik Asay, is Deucha, the Asay Hakal of Hashem Kolak Amritkola. Now, just as an aside, this is an interesting halacha, because we're talking about our subject now is talking about doing an avera to imatzel yerim from a different avera, but over here what the Gemara is saying is that my assay of korban Pesach is doiche his assay of ele ashrim kolam kolavarnius kolam, and it seems to be going through with the mechanics of either eser, not eser doiche lois assay, it's not lois assay, but the same family. And this is a whole tumult in the Sugi and Yevamos. It's a big tumult. And we get asked in various places. For instance, we say that when there's an issa to marry a brother's wife, right? And that's only muta, but only muta in a case of yibum. My brother's wife is still chiyuv koris, so I'm allowed to do yibum because the Torah said I can. The mechanics of that are working with asei doy chalos asei be'etzem. Excuse me. So the asei doy chalos asei, my asei of doing yibum. Is doicha her loisa say sheesh boy chorus to marry me? So how does that work? Or there's an Eini Yomtif. There's a famous Eini Yomtif. The Eini Yomtif discusses sukkah. Atze sukkah asurim ba'ano. You can't have any benefit from schach. So when we sit in the sukkah and we draw the sukkah, it's mitzvah slavil honas nitnu. There's no problem having it. Even no problem having benefit while you're doing a mitzvah. But the Eini Yomtif asks, why is a woman allowed to sit in the sukkah? She's not mechuyav in sukkah. She's having benefit from the atze sukkah. So one of the answers that Eini Yomtov gives is that for me to sit in the sukkah without my wife is not pleasant for me. I want to teach what I can do. I want to sit in the sukkah with my wife.
Mitzvah.
Yeah, but for me, not for her. She's not got the mitzvah. So it depends on the kiyum mitzvah. You also say mitzvah lab on the sukkah. But one of the answers that Eini Yomtov is, interestingly enough, that my asay to sit in the sukkah is the doicha her lois asay, not to have hanot from the atzi sukkah. Even though it's her lois asay. Okay, that's a separate shmuz. Another time.
You say she's... Why is it forbidden for her to have
anon? Ate there's a halacha that ate sukkah are forbidden to have
anon. But since it's only our mitzvah, not hers, it wouldn't apply to
her. So she's... No, ate sukkah are be'etzim forbidden to have anon from. Once you built a sukkah, you can't have anon from it. Anyone can't. No one can have anon from
even
it.
If you're, it's not
your even though she's not mechuyav in mitzvahs. Even though she's not mechuyav in mitzvahs. They're integrally also be'anon. Okay, so we've asked five kashas. One from sending the basket full of tevel to an am oret that I'm terev shalom and amukov. I separate trumas and maestras, even though it's not around me. The second kasha was that we asked from chopping off the walls shalom kederech and the beis hamikdash where the kohen was even isa b'shinui on Shabbos in order that his friend should be able to serve in the beis hamikdash. The third kasha we asked was from freeing chati eved v'chati ben chayre in order that he should have a mitzvah puruvu. I am over my isa b'lo'ilam em tavoidu. The fourth kasha we asked was from the Shivcha Knanis, where even though she doesn't have a mitzvah of Pura Revu, nevertheless, the master was still mechuyev to free her in order to be masal everyone from being nichshel with her, to everyone was doing averus with her. And the fifth kasha we asked was about the Kohanim who bring the Korbanos and the Beis HaMikdosh. Nevertheless, despite that the fact that there is an Issa Aseh to bring a Korban after Korban Tomit, if it's in order to be masal me, in order to enable me to have Korban Pesach, we allow them to do it. Five kashas. So the Rishonim on the page in Shabbos answer the kasha like this. There's basically two mahalchim, maybe three mahalchim in the Gemara. The first answer of Tosfos is that he says, well, it all depends. If we look at the Gemara in Erevin about the tevel, what happened? I told the Amoret, take this basket and go and eat it. So who's causing the Amoret to do the Bavera? Me. I told him, go and eat it. So because the Isur is Baal Yodoy, because the Isur of eating Tevel came via me, I made him do it. So if Azoi, it's my responsibility to fix it up. Yeah, Chateke Deshiz Kachavercho is because you did it wrong. Now, in all the other cases, we've got a bit of a problem, because in all the other cases, I wasn't responsible. In the case of Chatichas Yabeles, in the case of freeing my Eved, I wasn't responsible because my Shutuf went and decided to free his half. So it's Ich bin Shultik, it's not my problem. So Tosfos goes with a gang that it's a mitzvah rabba, like you said earlier. When there's a mitzvah rabba, when we define something as a great mitzvah, as a chosh of a mitzvah, so there we say, Tachiyah, Chatei Kedei Sheizke Chavercho. To do avoid in the Beis HaMikdosh is a great mitzvah. To bring Korban Pesach once a year, it's a Maseh Sheyesh Bekoros, one of the Asim Sheyesh Bekoros, it's a very chomot gezach. So all of these cases, you can answer that it's called a mitzvah rabba. It's a great mitzvah. So according to this pshat and Tosfos, we've got two options when you say chatei kedei sheizke chavercho. Either it came via me, or it's a great mitzvah. And what's a great mitzvah? You have to each case discuss whether it's called a mitzvah rabba or it's called a great mitzvah. Tosfos suggests a second answer. He says that by the fellow who stuck bread into the oven, he's a docha pesheya. We're talking also about the case where it was Mazid. Yeah, it's docha peshe. It's criminal negligence. Where are you going sticking bread into an oven on Shabbos? So because you're being negligent, I'm a choice to you because you're being negligent? So whenever a person's pesher, whenever a person is negligent, I'm not obligated to be matzah. We don't reckon with the fact that I'm doing a light avera, he's going to be over Muhammad Akavera. He has to eat the cake, as a, I can't remember the expression. He's responsible. Now, in all the other cases, there wasn't a pesher l'chayra. In the case of Chatichas Tepeles, the Kohen couldn't stop the wart growing. He didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. In the case of the Eved who's Chati Ben Chayra, he's not a pesher. There's two cases we can discuss where there's a pesher, where he's negligent. One case is of the Shifcha Knanis. The Shifcha Knanis, she was being machshel everyone, so they were all poshim while they're getting busy with the Shifcha. So Tosfos says, yeah, but she was being maces them. She was enticing them. She was being mefata them. So they're not called poshim. And in the case of the person who brought his korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash, the Zov, we have to be talking about a case that he couldn't get the Beis Hamikdash early. He tried, it was too crowded, whatever the case may be. He only managed to get the Beis Hamikdash to bring his korbanos after the korban talmid had been brought. That's Tosfos' answer. Now, the Rashba, he says similar to Tosfos in the first pshat, that it depends on whether it came via me or not. But then he comes and answers different. Because he doesn't answer the question, he doesn't answer the second part of Tosfos, that it's a mitzvah rabbah, it's a great mitzvah. It all depends on whether Isu ba'al yodah, it came by him. So you have to answer all of the questions differently. Yeah, the case of Erevin, so it came via me. And the case of taking the wart off, so there's no mitzvah rabbah. So to serve the mitzvah mikdash is a mitzvah rabbah, but that doesn't help me to be over and ask to be over an issa. So he says, yeah, because there's enough different halacha. 211 says there's different halacha of Ein Shuvus B'Mikdash. We don't hold of the Rabbanon to the Beis HaMikdash. So to cut off the wart in a way which is B'Shino, which is only Nis the Rabbanon, you're allowed to do that in order to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the wart. And the Shifcha Knanis is Rabbim Nichsholim Bo, because many people are being Nichsholim, so it's Mitzvah the Rabbim. It's not a great Mitzvah, but it's a Mitzvah for many people, that's different. And that can also help us understand why Rabbi Lezer freed his Eved to daven with a minyan, because everyone wanted to daven with a minyan. So we still got to deal with two things, though. There's what about the shiv, the el chati ben chayre. There's no mitzvah, the Rashba doesn't hold a mitzvah rabba. The issa didn't come via me. Not many people are being nichsholim, so why is it mutter? Says the Rashba, because he's a chati el chati ben chayre. So there's no more an assay that lo'ilam min ha'avodu, he's a free person. You're right, he's got a technical difficulty that half of him is not a free person. But this goof, this body that's standing in front of me, he's 50-50, but there's no Isser, Loilam Behem Tavoida. I can't keep him as 50, he's a free person. You're right, half of him is an Eved, but half of him is a free person. So this person in front of me, I can't keep him forever as an Eved. He's a free person. So there's no Isser, Loilam Behem Tavoida. And the last question of how can the Kohanim bring the Korban and the Beis HaMikdash, so there we have to say that the Kohan is not the Kohan, he's me. He's my shliach. So it's not even him doing the avera, it's me who's doing the avera. For me to do an avera, the question comes along, should I be doich the aseh of Hashlom in order that I can eat korban pesach? Yes, I'd say korban pesach to Mechor. So that's the ketubah from the Rishonim. Now, as we're running out of time, I'd just like to quickly mention how this comes in practical. In Rachman Litzlan, many generations ago, this was quite a common occurrence. A gentleman would be davening in shul, and he'd get a message that his daughter had been kidnapped by the local priest, or his son had been kidnapped by the local priest. He's taken him away to be baptized, and once he was baptized, there's nothing to do. They were going to keep him forever. So, can I go and run after the priest, get my son back somehow, my daughter back somehow, in order that she shouldn't be left, or he shouldn't be lost, for Lo'ilam Void, Kalal Yisrael? So this question was asked to the Rashba. Rashba says, I don't know if it's muta. The Rashba says, Hare, we don't say chatei kedei sheizkei chavercha, you're going to go out of tchum. You're going to ride beyond the tchum in order to be matzal your daughter. It's an avera. Your daughter's going to be lost to Klal Yisrael. V'zol matan, we don't say chatei kedei sheizkei chavercha. The issa didn't come by you. It's not a mitzvah derabim, so there's nothing to do about it. What are we saying?
Like
she's going to die.
So
you say pikuach nefesh is loy gora, that she's going to have a spiritual danger than a physical danger.
And the story that they got caught, went to prison, and he gave money on Yom Kippur.
Yeah. So the truth is that the Rashba was not machlitit. He says Torah Talmud, Adam Torah Talmud. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's paskin that it's mutter. And the Goyim says, why is it mutter? Only because we're going with the svaras of Tosfos. She wasn't pusher. It's a mitzvah rabba. So you can go and save it. And the Mogen Avraham Lake Sue, he says, Chalel of Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos is Harbe, which is a svar we use by Pikuach Nefesh. You're going to be Chalel one Shabbos, and this girl is going to be, she's going to survive for the, for many, many Shabboses. So the Shlus Yaakov was asked to Shaila
about
she's going to eat for a Shabbos is Harbe. So the Shlus Yaakov was asked to Shaila about the Nachlas Shiva. The Nachlas Shiva was asked to Shaila like this. He says there was a boy who ran off, and he wanted to convert to Islam. And he did it, but he was amazing. He was amazing. So the Nachlas, the question was asked the Nachlas Shiva, can I go and talk to my son, the Bimachzer? Can Yenim go and talk to his son, the Bimachzer? So Nachlas Shiva says, yeah. Is it Pesher? Yeah, but Mestabi, you'll be able to save him. So the Nachlas Shiva is very schwer, because when a person's Pesher, it's very much worse. When he's negligent, the son was negligent, he's amazed, he went. So you don't say, Chatei Kadesh Yizke Chavercho. I'm going to run after him on Shabbos. And it will be massive. Chatei Kadesh Yizke Chavercho. There was another Shaila asked to the Shus Yaakov. Someone was a Moise. He was being Moise money to the Tsar. And he's already started. And the only way to stop him is that if the Parnas Ba'atzmoy will go to this Moiser, and he'll be Moichiach him and he'll be able to stop him. And it has to be done straight away. Today's Shabbos has to be done today. Can they go and do it today? Now, over here, what are we talking about? We're not talking about Atalas Nefashos, we're not talking about Averis, we're talking about Geld. Geld Zachosh Vezach, or Sinishke Mitzvah. So can you go on Shabbos, you'll be able to stop? So the Moira Herode, in the Shadow of the Shabbos, Shavuos Yaakov said you can go. And the Shavuos Yaakov got very, very upset about it. He attacks him very fiercely, and he says, no way, it's the Mutter. He says, even the Nachlas Shiva, who's talking about when a person's going out of Das, and you're trying to save him to become a Yid, it's not Pashat Shiva Mutter. The Nachlas Shiva's paskening against everyone. He says, and this, we're talking about money. Mehechates, you can go and be matzal money, just because, you can even Isra Shabbos, to go and matzal money. He says, he talks about this Meir who asked us, who was passing the Salacha, and he called a lot of different Rabbi Natan. What Rabbi Natan says, Shahamoyre yoyre keben seyre moyre. This Meir is passing like a ben seyre moyre. V'alein racha boyre yara, akosh bochosh mi mezakas. The Meir said, there's many, many Shadis that discuss it, and we're mamash out of time, but just one brief Shadis to talk about. I mean, Nekes, one may not get married to a woman who is nursing a child within 24 months after she had a baby. And it's discussed, unfortunately, in the poskim, if a girl had a baby out of wedlock, and can she get married to someone in order to help her survive? The case is discussed is that if a single woman gave birth to a baby, the law was in that state that if the father doesn't own up and marry the girl b'chuppa v'kiddushin, they take away the child to the, what's it called? To the, yeah, not social services, much worse. The monastery, yeah. So the Shaila was, can someone go and own up that he's a father in order to be matzal this girl? He'll marry the Pnuya and he'll matzal the child. So he's being over menekes chaveri, because he's marrying a woman who's mochiv to feed a child, and it's not his child. So can he marry her? He's going to be matzal it. And it's a kal, k'dleitzel chomer. Okay, we'll have to stop here. All right.